This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart. This is the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's join our guests for the day, Oanda market analyst Kenny Fisher and in the USA trader Nick. Good afternoon, guys.
Hi, gentlemen.
Hey, Johnny. Hey, Kenny.
Another fascinating week. There's so much to cover. Let's start, though, with the latest from where you are, Nick, in the United States. And we've seen a raft of data so far today, including some interesting services numbers.
Yeah, services PMIs this morning, they came in real light. And this is actually pretty concerning to the markets. You see the dollar index here. Actually, really interesting day. A couple of days ago, we had the big spike up on tariff concerns. Intraday, they reversed off of better than expected negotiations between the president of Mexico and Trump, and then Trudeau and Trump. So there was some tariff fears that reversed. And that has actually followed through to the downside for the dollar index here with some of the recent data that we've been getting. This morning, we had two key pieces of information. We had the ADP non-farm employment change number, which came in better than expected. But then you had the big one this morning that caused us kind of a fall in the dollar, which is the ISM services PMI number. So services PMI numbers came in at 52.8, which was much lower than expected. And of course, this has been a key part of the economy, part of the positive gleam of hope, if you will, for the U.S. economy, which has been strong services PMI persisting for some time here recently. So 52.8 compared to a forecast of 54.2 does show some cooling there. And we saw an immediate response. We know this was the market mover today, because if you pull up your 10-year yield, for example, it's down 2% today, down to 4.42%. And this is signaling that rate cuts are probably still on the menu here for this year. I know there's a lot of speculation this year. Are we going to get any? Are we going to get one? Are we going to get two? Well, this sort of number, in combination with yesterday's cooler than expected JOLTS job openings numbers, gives the Fed a little bit of signs that, hey, the economy, while still overall strong, may be cooling a little bit. And that, again, is what prompted the Fed last time around to start looking more seriously at their first round of rate cuts. Perhaps we're not done rate cutting. Perhaps these numbers are giving some indication that there's still room to ease the Fed's monetary policy.
Meanwhile, Kenny, looking at the Japanese markets, and we've seen some wage growth today in Japan, and that is having an effect on what we think is going to happen to Japanese interest rates.
That's correct, Johnny. I'll just start with the Japanese yen, which is showing some very strong upward movement. It's gone up against the US dollar by 1.4%. That's really a huge increase. And the yen is now trading at around 152.1 against the US dollar, which is its lowest level this year. And what precipitated this rise in the yen was, as you mentioned, we've seen some strong wage growth. It was stronger than expected. Labor cash earnings were up 4.8% in December, very good figure, which was higher than the 3.9% in November, and it easily beat the 3.8% estimate. And the strong wage growth should mean stronger domestic consumption, and that would keep inflation above 2%, which is what the Bank of Japan wants to see. This latest wage growth release supports the Bank of Japan making another rate hike in the near future. The markets have priced another hike in July, but we could see another rate hike as early as May. So it's a pretty, it's really a question of if not when we'll see another rate hike, as the Bank of Japan, unlike the rest of the other central banks, is moving higher, and although slowly, it's moving towards normalization. So we can expect a rate hike in the next few months.
Yeah, it's interesting, Kenny, because as we just discussed, U.S. data coming in a little bit light. We also know that the ECB and the Bank of England and the Fed are all poised to continue to rate cut. We just got done talking about how some of the U.S. economic data cooling off the dollar, suggesting that rate cuts might be in the picture. I find that really interesting compared to what you just mentioned with the Bank of Japan, completely on a different regime, trying to actually keep inflation higher and actually wanting to hike rates. That divergence makes for some very interesting moves in the currency market. You mentioned the dollar yen, but just to contrast that with some of the other yen crosses, we have things like pound yen down 1.14% here. Of course, that is yen strength, but pound weakness. Euro yen down 1%, CAD yen down 1.12%, Aussie yen down 0.8%. So very interesting. We're seeing this divergence. Many of the other currencies looking to cut rates, while the Bank of Japan looks to hike. And speaking of the Fed here, we are getting closer to, you know, their next decision. And we have really key data coming out. And of course, we'll talk about this on Friday, but we have the NFP report, which will be the key statistics to the U.S. labor market. I think all kind of eyes are on that event here this Friday, because let's just picture a scenario where we get a little bit of a cool jobs print. It is going to be very pressing for the Fed to begin cutting rates, as that might bring the jobs market once more to the forefront of the Fed's main objective, right? We know from recent commentary from Powell that there is sort of an even distribution of focus for the Fed right now on the labor market and on prices. But if we get a JOLTS job print like we did this week, which was cooler than expected, followed by a weak jobs number in the NFP report, we may be looking at a scenario where the Fed looks to more aggressively cut rates, meaning perhaps some weakness in the dollar, conversely against something strong like the Japanese yen, actively looking to do the opposite.
Meanwhile, we've seen oil continue to slide over the last few days. And we're looking at the numbers now. We've got WTI below 72 and Brent around 75. And a lot of that is to do with larger than expected inventory at the moment, which means that there's an abundance of oil we hadn't expected. And it looks like the oil slide will continue.
Yeah, the interesting thing about oil here too is that it's just been the subject of a lot of headlines. Nothing boring about the headlines recently with oil. With, of course, all the Trump news, the tariff stuff, there was some intraday, very, very sharp reactions to specifically what was said between Trudeau and Trump, because of course Canada supplies a large amount of oil to the United States, just crossing the border. So lots of drama there. We'll have to see. I mean, as you mentioned, supply issues also are not only something, you know, that we heard about this week, but have been a thematic thing since Trump's takeover of the White House, because he's talked about wanting to actively increase the production of oil, produce it more domestically, and become a larger exporter on the global markets. So we'll see. I mean, it's a really interesting time when it comes to the oil market, down 2% today, back towards the lows of the week for U.S. oil, that being WTI at 71.2. Seems like we're nearing that level once more at the time of recording this, but oil continues to be very weak here.
Kenny, do you want to add anything to what Nick said about the Fed?
It is interesting that we have this uncertainty surrounding the Fed. It's really unclear what the rate path will be for this coming year. I just saw earlier that Morgan Stanley is forecasting just one rate cut this year, while Goldman Sachs is saying there'll be two rate cuts. So I think there's a lot of uncertainty, which is causing some instability in the markets, some disruption in the markets. President Trump's tariff policy has been a zigzag. First, he slapped tariffs on Mexico and Canada, and then took them off just a couple of days later. So I think we can expect to see more uncertainty and trying to figure out what the Fed will be doing later on this year.
Well, Nick, we'll talk again on Friday after those non-farm payroll numbers, which should make interesting reading. Until then, have a great rest of the day and speak to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, guys.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.